This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
1 year ago today, there was an hour of panic as the markets opened and the benchmarks plunged. Here's Bloomberg's Michael McKee reporting on that open 365 days ago.
We've opened up 600 points lower on the Dow, 73 points lower on the S&P, and we're still getting companies open. My screen is full of circuit breaker halts as companies trade down to their limits almost immediately after the opening bell.
A handful of ETFs swung wildly, one down as much as 36% in a matter of seconds. At its worst, about $1.2 trillion of market value was erased from U.S. shares before prices leveled off. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says many retail investors were caught up and hurt in that tumble.
Investors in very plain vanilla funds like Vanguard funds and iShares funds were unable to get a price when they sold that was anywhere near their fair value.
Market participants were quick to react. After all, investors are not going to want to put their money in a system that doesn't work. Here's Jim Ross, Global Head of ETFs at State Street Global Advisors.
The afternoon of August 24th and the morning of August 25th, I was on the phone with our largest competitors and talking about, you know, this is a market structure event that really impacted ETF investors and impacted equity investors. But, you know, we felt as a sponsor, it was really important to discuss this and try and think about how to play it forward.
A committee was formed to determine what happened and how to prevent a reoccurrence.
We learned quite a bit about what worked really well and what didn't, and then what changes need to be implemented right away, actually.
That was Reggie Brown, head of ETF trading at Cantor Fitzgerald, speaking at a panel discussion on the issue. Tal Cohen, senior vice president of North American Equities at NASDAQ, on what the exchanges learned coming out of August 24th.
One of the major functions of an exchange is to ensure efficient transfer of risk. And what we learned on August 24th is under highly stressful situations, under volatility, competitive differences lead to the discussion of how do these markets work? Can I transfer risk efficiently? And what we need to do as markets is bring clarity to that, simplify that, and make sure that we grease the wheels so people can transfer risk. They may not always love the prices they get, but the market needs to work and they need to understand how it works under those situations.
Brian Harkins, head of U.S. markets at Bats Global Markets, says the issues of last August 24th were the unintended consequences, if you will, of efforts to address prior market turbulence.
So the limit up, limit down was something that was implemented a few years ago, and really it's actually known as the plan, I believe it's known as the plan to address extreme market volatility, and that was the SEC. One of the visions coming out of the flash crash of 2010, and just look at it as basically, curbs and letting the market trade within a certain band. That was never really tested on a wide-scale basis until last August 24th.
BATS, NASDAQ, and the New York Stock Exchange plan to file to harmonize key functions of the U.S. equity market, including limit-up, limit-down reopening procedures for all equity securities. In other words, they would all reopen in a similar fashion. Doug Yonas, head of ETFs at the New York Stock Exchange, says some of the changes have already been put in place.
Individually, have each one of us been able to make significant progress in enhancing overall U.S. market structure?
Has it worked? Here's Brian Harkins, head of U.S. markets at Bats Global Markets.
August 24th, number of trading pauses, 1,259. Brexit Day, number of trading pauses, 68. The improvement is just unbelievable.
Across the market, yeah. Jim Ross, Global Head of ETFs at State Street Global Advisors, puts the accomplishments of the past year in perspective.
So I think where we sit today and where we feel pretty comfortable about is that our market, today's U.S. equity market structure is much more resilient.
The exchanges will be filing with the SEC in the next few weeks to make amendments to their market systems aimed at improving equity market structure to prevent the volatility we saw a year ago today. Katherine Cowdery, Bloomberg Radio.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.